Welcome to the Voices.Earth podcast series. Today we're speaking with Martin Berman, the director of Go Earth, which offers a wide range of services for helping people achieve the dream of owning a boat. Go Earth is also a .earth domain user and can be found at boatsearch.earth. And Martin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Matt. Thank you.
Excellent. Let's kick it off. So let's start at the top. Tell us about Go Earth, how the idea of your company came about, and the services that you provide for boat buyers.
Okay, thanks, Matt. Well, first of all, basically, we're a company that helps people into leisure boating. Can be quite small boats, can be quite large boats. We don't mind. Thinking about what we do, we have, I guess, three elements. First thing is, and this is important, we have been boaters ourselves for a couple of decades. And like many boaters, we sometimes receive great service from the leisure boating industry. But please note the word sometimes. Frankly, the service we got was sometimes not so great. In fact, sometimes it was quite poor. So one element that we try and do is we try and provide good service to our clients. We recognize clients are perhaps spending a lot of their time and money on boating, so they're entitled to a good service. That's the first thing. The second thing we noticed, we look around many marinas. We like going to various places. And we saw far too many boats that were just not being used. They were lying there. They were getting dirtier. They were unloved, uncared for. Sadly, very simply, we think the owners had simply bought the wrong boat. Now, if you think about this, often this is because they had nobody to advise them. If you think about the other big purchases you make, you've probably all bought cars. You might be on your fifth, sixth, seventh car. You may have traveled in many cars in your life. So you know a lot about cars. If you're buying a new car, you know what you're looking for. Likewise with a house. When you're buying a house, you've lived in a house probably for most of your life. You know what you're doing. But boating is different. What we found when we looked around was many people were buying them with limited knowledge, limited experience, and they were going to be far more likely to make mistakes. And boating is not cheap, so these are possibly expensive mistakes. So what do we do? Very simply, Matt, what we're trying to do at Goa is to provide the expertise and experience that the typical boat buyer might not have. So they don't make expensive mistakes. They get the right boat for themselves. And that's really quite important so they can enjoy it. And I guess it's a third bit. The third element of what we do, frankly, is financial. We act only for the buyers of boat, right? So if you're buying a boat, you can come and talk to us. And what we do is we will do everything from search for the right boat for you to help you negotiate the price downwards. So we will often take over the complete price negotiations for you, and we get very, very big discounts for our clients. We're successful at this. We literally save our clients tens of thousands of pounds, dollars, euros, whatever. And if you look on our website, we've got loads of great reviews and testimonials from our clients. And they know we've saved them a lot of money. So, there's a lot there. Let me summarize it very, very briefly. The right boat at the right price. That's what we try and get for our clients, for people.
That's great, Martin. What a wonderful service. And it certainly seems like you're filling a great niche there because, yes, boating can be costly and finding the right boat is very important. And let's shift a little bit. Tell us about your vision. We exchanged some emails earlier this week, and you said to me that if people travel the earth, they will respect it, especially with regards to traveling the oceans and the seas. And that seems like a very interesting boating philosophy. I know you're a big fan of Blue Planet, too. Tell us a bit more about your vision and philosophy about this.
Okay. This is both a personal view and the philosophy behind the company, or an element of it anyway. My personal view is that people don't understand things if they're not familiar with them. that's not unreasonable, that's understandable. But if people get to know the seas and oceans of the world, or even the rivers, even in a small way, they'll understand their importance. If you think about it, 71% of the Earth is covered by water. You only have to look at a globe or a view of the Earth from the space station or whatever to see that. And it's actually sometimes has been said we know more about the moon than the ocean depths. Now, fortunately, that's changing with deep sea exploration. Now, personally, I'm a scuba diver. I've done about 60 dives, and every single one of them is an adventure where you enter a completely different world, different from the world we're used to on land, on roads, on pavements, and so on. If you think about some of the science fiction films you've seen, where you've seen strange alien characters go under the water, the sea creatures are far stranger than you will see in any science fiction movie. They're literally in a different environment. So sea creatures have evolved to suit that environment. In fact, it's thought that early life started in the oceans many, many billions of years before human beings existed. Now, you mentioned a TV program, a series of programs called Blue Planet 2 on TV. That's brilliant. This is narrated by the explorer David Attenborough. And literally superb photography about what goes on under the water. It's incredibly rich, fascinating, enriching, as well as entertaining. But it shows the majority of our world, which is under the water. Now, part of the reason why we call the thing, our company, Go Earth, is to embrace this whole idea of the Earth. Now, personally, we've got family across the world. I've got cousins in Puerto Rico and in other parts of the United States. I've got a brother in Japan, daughter, grandchildren in Australia. So I take the view on the Earth, we may be divided into countries, but we're all on the one planet. So that's just a personal view. But that, in a sense, is if we get to know as people more about other people in different countries, their points of view, even if you don't agree with them, then we will respect the planet that we're on and perhaps take better care of it. Like I say, that's a personal view. Different people may have different philosophies or approaches or thoughts, but you asked about my view and the company's view, and that's it, Matt.
That's fantastic, Martin. I certainly wholeheartedly share that view as well. That is fantastic philosophy there. Now, along those same lines, you all are a user of a .earth domain, boatsearch.earth. This might be a rhetorical question because you clearly love the planet and Earth, but what made you all choose this .earth domain name, and do you find that it kind of helps in your marketing and branding?
Okay, yeah. Boaters do usually have healthy respect for the Earth. They explore it, they see many things, and so the respect for the Earth comes from seeing these creatures and being aware also that if you're out on an ocean, that can bite you if the weather turns bad. So that respect has many features to it. So we wanted a name that suggested if you have a boat, you should use it. So you should use it to go places, hence the go bit, and where are you exploring? You're exploring the Earth. So the name of the company became Go Earth in a sort of strange but logical way, if I can put it like that. And therefore the domain of .earth became sort of obvious. Indeed, our website is www.boatsearch.earth, which sort of summarizes part of what we do. So it was really as simple as that. Boats are for exploring the Earth. The company became Go Earth, and the .earth domain became important. Ironically, because in some ways it's a slightly odd name, that actually helps people remember it. Okay, Matt.
Excellent. Yeah, no, that's great. That's fantastic, Martin. Tell us, what does the future hold for Go Earth?
Well, as a company, we've been expanding at a nice steady pace. I mean, that's quite deliberate. Certainly, we happen to be in the UK and we've established a very good reputation here, and that's important to me. I write an article for a UK magazine called Boat Trader every month, and those articles are informative, entertaining, and maybe even humorous at times. But we're not just UK-based. We have representatives in several other parts of the globe, Japan, Australia, Malta, and going forward in the States. And we try and provide a global service so that we've got a client who's bought a catamaran in the States, and our telephone number, if you phone that any time of the day or night, you will get a person answering it. Not an answer phone, a real person answering it. So that's just part of our philosophy of providing a global 24/7 service.
Fantastic. You know, Martin, it's been wonderful doing this podcast with you. Before we sign off today, is there anything to add? Anything we may have missed?
No, I mean, boating is a wonderful leisure activity. Many people who get into it either for the first time or get their second or third boat really, really enjoy it. Many people literally go boating their entire lifetime. So we're happy to help anybody into boating, no matter what their budget is. We just simply try and help people do it in the right way, make the right choices, and do it in a reasonably cost-effective way that respects the planet as well as their wallet.
That's fantastic. What a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Martin Berman, the director of Go Earth, which offers a wide range of services for helping people achieve the dream of owning a boat. And as we mentioned, Go Earth is also a .Earth domain user and can be found at www.boatsearch.earth. And Martin, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, everybody.